Hello, I'm Corey Kessler at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A mountaineer at the K2 mountain base camp says 11 climbers have died in an accident. A Pakistani tour operator says the group was attempting to reach the summit of the world's second tallest mountain peak, but an ice fall destroyed their equipment and they couldn't get back to their camp. Among the dead was a Sherpa who went up the mountain as part of a rescue effort. The Associated Press reports the second of two newlyweds shot on the Caribbean island of Antigua has died. British honeymooners Benjamin Mullaney and his wife Catherine were shot in an apparent robbery last weekend. Catherine Mullaney died in their resort cottage. Benjamin had been on life support since the attack. There have been no arrests in the case. Officials in India have again raised the death toll from a stampede of Hindu pilgrims. They now say at least 145 people were killed. A large crowd had gathered at a mountaintop temple for a religious festival. A police official says rumors of nearby fighting sparked a panic, but eyewitnesses say people fled when a railing in the temple appeared to break. They also say police caused more problems when they hurried worshippers out by hitting them with canes. Back in the United States, big news in professional football. Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre will be back on the active roster as soon as Monday. Favre retired in March, but he's been having second thoughts. He applied for reinstatement to his team last Monday, but NFL officials delayed granting the request because of contract issues between Favre and the Packers. And how about this? Orlando, Florida, the place to be this weekend for yo-yo enthusiasts. People from more than 22 countries are at the annual World Yo-Yo Contest. There are seven divisions of yo-yo competitions with tricks so complex it could make your head spin. There are the one simple-handed tricks, others that involve multiple yo-yos, and some even include counterweights. How about that? Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN, your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.